You know, education reform failing because of teachers? I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
It's so funny because first it was education wasn't working because of the teachers, and now ed reform isn't working because of the teachers. To expect teachers to buy into a system that's imposed on them from the top is a grandiose mistake out of the gate. It's a real tragedy because millions and millions and millions of dollars have been spent on it. But the ed reform approach, data and accountability and testing and all the things we've seen, starting with No Child Left Behind, actually was masterminded by a handful of wealthy people, I'm sure you know that, sort of in collaboration with both Democrats and Republicans, and has created all of these policies that have been imposed on teachers. Teachers haven't had a voice in these. And then imposing standards, like the Common Core standards, on teachers, again, they haven't had a voice in creating any of these things. And guess what? This is one of the beautiful things about human nature. And because I study child development, I can say it is truly a beautiful thing, the desire for self-determination. And you see it in all humans all around the world. You see it in young children. It starts to emerge really early on. And you see it in social movements and democracy movements around the world. People don't like dictatorships. They don't like people imposing things on them and telling them what to do and disrespecting their voice. It's fundamentally human, and why don't these ed reformers understand that? When I was a graduate student in the 1970s, I read a book by the social psychologist Seymour Saracen. I don't know if you ever read his books. He wrote about 40. He said a couple of things in this book I read then that have impressed me and stayed with me always. The Culture of School and the Problem of Change was the book. He basically said in that book, and it was based on research. He was a big educational researcher, and he had done studies to show that if you do top-down things to teachers, you impose things on them without teachers having a voice or being able to buy in of their own accord, then the change will not last. It may never take hold, but if it does, it won't last. And this is a fundamental idea of democracy. This is why democracy is really the only system, political system, that can work over time anywhere in the world, because people need to participate. They need to feel like they matter, they're included, and they had something to say about whatever is affecting them. And that's what's happening in education right now. We're seeing this domination of an era based in things teachers fundamentally don't agree with. Overall, you know, the data, accountability, testing standards, all the stuff that's been imposed on them, and they've had less and less to say about what is going to go on in their school, in their profession, and in their classroom. It makes them angry. Saracen talked about this. It makes them angry. And they push back. They find ways to push back. Either they don't, they go along on the surface. You see this sometimes in workforces, let's say, in factories where people have been mistreated. People might have a work slowdown or a work stoppage, or they might have a strike. You can't impose unjustly on people without there being a reaction.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.